Day 201, or July the 20th. God always knows best. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Throughout their history, God's people constantly wandered away from the plans of God and were always trying their own systems and being astonished when they failed. In the days of Isaiah, the people were aware of the failure of the northern tribes of Israel, who had gone their own way under one bad king after another, before being scattered by the Assyrians, never to be seen again. You would think they would learn from that lesson, but they didn't. And ultimately, God has them swept away by the Babylonians into exile. But that won't happen for about another 100 years. In the meantime, other prophets speak on behalf of God. But despite having some good godly kings, the Israelites never fully obey God's instructions and keep on rebelling. And now, our action step for today. Reading the Maker's instructions is usually my last desperate act when trying to assemble a flat-packed piece of furniture. At first glance, the task doesn't seem that difficult, and bearing in mind millions of other people have achieved success, surely I won't fail. Sadly, too many of us treat life like this, and simply bumble along, bouncing from one catastrophe to another, like a little steel ball in a pinball machine. When Isaiah breaks into song in chapter 26, he confirms that this world works best when we follow the Maker's instructions. Isaiah is probably primarily referring to the last days, when Jesus will return in judgment, as he writes this chapter. But these words are just as appropriate today and for the rest of the intervening years until Jesus does return. God has made sure that we have his plan for life in the Bible. If you have tried the rest and found them wanting, why not always make the Bible your choice and try the Creator's rules for life?